Now, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show.
This is the center of the universe.
On 720 WGN.
My friend Paul Coit, live from London and Gold Radio, where he's on the air every day. At what time, Paul?
Four, my time, which is, what, 10 your time, I guess? Is that right? Yeah, I think it is. How are you?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very, very well. Thank you very much.
What's the website for Gold Radio?
It's mygoldmusic.co.uk.
Isn't that adorable? Congratulations on the royal baby's christening today. Are you one of the godparents?
You know what? I forgot about it. I think I was invited, and I forgot the whole thing. So did it happen this morning? Oh, please.
It's happening.
That's another thing I've missed. Why? Maybe I'll make the party afterwards.
Once again, I have to tell Paul what's going on in London.
I was going to say, is Paul going to the tea? Because Camilla's throwing a tea party afterwards.
Bill, where's Mr. Coit? We can't go forward without our friend Paul.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
What do you think? The accent's really coming along, isn't it? Isn't the accent coming along for me?
You know what? It really is moving along. Yeah. It's moving slowly, but it's moving in the right direction. Good thing.
All right, so here's the main reason we wanted to talk to you, to exploit you and make us our British monkey. Mary, jump in here, Mary Vandeveld, before we get to traffic, and Anne and Andrea. I believe, and Steve and Dave, you can chime in on this, I believe that American women are complete suckers for a British accent. Gentlemen, you agree or disagree?
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Can't argue.
Yeah. Ladies?
I'm thinking Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant. Yeah.
It's definitely.
Yeah.
It's
Mary?
Totally true. I like the Irish brogue myself,
He's Scottish.
No. Sorry.
Paul threw up.
it's so common. How on earth could you like the Irish brogue?
I don't know. I just do.
Paul, give me a little bit of a regional sort of thing. Give me a little bit of Cockney.
Cockney is like that. Talks like, you know, that's more like Michael Caine would have come from. Very strong, bit like that, you know, talking, hello, Steve, how are you, nice to speak to you.
How about a upper crust Brit on the streets of London who hates American tourists?
Well, as you know, Steve, that would be much more my style. Slightly slower, everything very, very perfectly pronounced, and very much like that. Hello. And who, you remember the old... And what does A-I-R spell, Steve? You remember that?
Yeah.
And what does H-A-I-R spell?
Hair.
And what does L-A-I-R spell?
Lair.
And now please say all three words together.
Air. Hello.
Hello.
I like the uppity one.
That's a test of whether or not you can speak Brit. It's not the same language. I have a story in front of me when we come back after traffic where I'm going to play you some samples of accents, and we want to see if the Brit accent can stand up to the sexiest American accents. Talking to my friend Paul Coit live from London, where he was not aware that the royal family was christening the royal baby, Prince George, today. All right, so I'm going to give you some samples of accents here, but let me just go around the room. Anne, Andrea, or Mary, have you ever dated a Brit?
No, never.
Have you dated anyone with an accent?
You've never experienced life, ladies.
A German, a Frenchman.
Clark speaks some German.
That doesn't count.
Does South Side of Chicago count?
That doesn't. And by the way, German, the language of love.
Oh, no.
Jawohl. Ich bin ein not tonight.
Andrea, ever date anybody with an accent?
No, that's why I was just wondering. South Side of Chicago doesn't count, right? Over by there?
Beverly.
Yeah. Mary, your whole family has accents. You Vandevelds.
They do? It's Flemish. Yeah. Some have the phlegm accent. Yes.
Clark has some phlegm.
My grandpa did.
Well, Flemish is different than Yiddish, just so people understand. They're completely different languages.
It's a harsh language, kind of like German.
All right, Paul, comment on these accents as we go through. First off, Kevin, if you would, give me a little bit of Jersey and Tony Soprano.
No complaints. It's real old school. I'd take my hat off.
Hey, I'd take my hat off. Paul, your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing? No, I like that. That's kind of like scary, you know?
All right, give me a little more Jersey. Give me Paulie D from Jersey Shore.
Waking up and I can see Vinny on Mike and go do GTL together or something like that.
That.
I didn't understand any of that. What was that? What language was that in? Was that Flemish?
That was not Flemish. Sort of the plain states would be represented by the movie Fargo. Let me give you a little mini from Fargo.
Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, Margie.
Oh, Wolfka.
Is that right?
I'm sorry?
Is that like Minnesotan? Is
yeah.
that what that is?
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, very good, right. very good. See if you can identify this American region next.
My boy's wicked smart.
What? I don't even know what that was. They hit it maybe
wicked
again.
Smart?
That was just someone breathing, wasn't it? Was he breathing
go
out?
Again. Go again.
My boy's wicked smart.
My boys are wicked smart.
That's got to be like your John F. Kennedy, your East Coast, like Boston-y thing.
Very good.
On. Is
very
that
good.
Right?
Yeah, and that's the first place that we landed before we beat you in the war.
Is that supposed to be like, what is that? But nobody talks like that, do they? Apart from over there, that bastard. What is that? What is all that about?
They don't have time to put in all the letters. There's not time.
Why. Okay, fine. Yeah, they're very
yeah.
busy.
Yeah, it's not a car, it's a car. Park the car.
Yeah, and nobody else in your country does that. I don't think anybody does it in the world. It's very, very strange.
See if you can identify this region with Jeff Foxworthy.
People just don't know if they're a redneck or not, so I came up with a test to help people out.
What do you think? Is that what part of the country would that be?
Yeah, I think because there was more syllables needed used than needed. Like instead of test became test. So I'm guessing that's down south somewhere,
that's
isn't it?
Good.
Is that deep south of your country?
Could you give me a little bit of a southern accent? Is how you would do it?
How I would do it is now a bit more like that. You'd have used more syllables than you probably need.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Turn it up at the end.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Is that poor? Is that poor for an Englishman? I apologize.
I got two more for you. See okay. if you can recognize this region.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Any thoughts at all, Paul?
I do think. Is that, are we going slightly more west now?
Wow. Very strong.
Is that more like your Valley kid there?
No, that was actually anyone from Los Angeles.
Okay.
Or California.
I was even going for a region of Los Angeles.
And then this one maybe a little closer to home.
This is a Polish sausage substitute.
What?
It's a form of sausage substitute.
Is that Liechtenstein?
That's right. No, that's one of the super fans. That's one of the Bears super fans. All right, now, ladies, just test Paul here. What would you like to hear a dapper English gentleman say to you? Anything at all?
Paul, I would. How about something? Well, when I was over there, and I when I say over there, I mean in the UK and
over by Dare.
Over by Dare.
Yeah.
And I was playing golf, and I would slice it right into the heather. They would tell me hard luck instead of you suck.
Oh no, hard cheese.
Hard cheese.
Unlucky. It's a bad luck. Hard cheese itself. I think you have the hard cheese. I mean, the phrase, the hard cheese.
Yeah,
the
we eat it.
Cheese,
so. Yeah, we have the hard cheese.
It's so much nicer than
cheese. Bad luck, hard cheese.
Well, the caddies don't go, you suck here. That wouldn't be a great way to get a tip.
But they're so nice.
The caddies, you have.
Hard luck, hard cheese.
Nice. Do you remember Terry Thomas? Terry Thomas, who used to be in the films in the 50s and 60s. He was a typical Englishman with a very thin, pencil-thin moustache.
No, we don't remember him.
You don't remember him? Oh, he was magnificent. Hard cheese. That was his phrase he used to use all the time.
And what would you like to hear Paul the monkey say?
I'd like you to say, "You're gorgeous. Let me rub your bunions."
Now, what sort of area would you like? I'm not talking about the bunions. I'm talking about the cockney. Or
you'd
the,
like
the
upper crust Brit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, upper crust Brit, please.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gorgeous. And I'd like to rub your bunions.
All right, and give me a little Sean Connery for Mary. Oh, no, she wanted an Irishman. Give me an Irishman for Mary.
Now, there's three. You've got the Northern Ireland, which is like that, and that's really it's a really bizarre, talking high.
Where like you've
got, and then you've got the softer Southern Irish lilt, which is a lot more like that. It's a lot more friendly. It's a lot more musical. Very, very whimsical.
It's pretty good.
I thought they were trees.
It's pretty good. May the road rise to meet you. That
there
guy.
You go. Yeah, you got it there. Yeah, you got it there. That's exactly how it is there, Miss Cochran.
You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, I don't. All right, so based on all of that, I think now we could get an appropriate judgment on your accent, Paul. What is the sexiest accent? Would it be New York? By the way, New York came in first. New York, number one, sexiest accent in America.
Compared to all those
Southern people.
Compared to the others, I would say that's probably true.
Oh, I miss Southern's percentage. Doesn't have a percentage next to it. What was the Southern kid? Well, that's even more ridiculous than a Southern. Oh, you sure are pretty.
Well, but there's the whole Clark Gable Southern, you know.
Oh, I suppose.
Like going with the wind.
Yeah. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, that guy.
That's right.
Yeah. New York, 16%.
Well, Southern.
Pipe down.
Speaking of Southern, actually. New York,
turn him off. New York, 16%. Western, 13%. The Kennedy family, 10%. Jersey, 7%. Canada, 7%. I think if you pick a Canadian accent, it's because they're quiet and you don't like to hear much out of a man. Midwestern, 5%. Mid-Atlantic, 4%. I don't know why. Mid-Atlantic? There's no accent for Mid-Atlantic.
Ridiculous.
There is, Dave?
Yes, Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Dundalk. Yeah. Baltimore. Hey, hon. That thing, right?
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. All right. So, Paul, how would you vote? Would you vote you number one, or would you go with a different region?
I would definitely go with a different region.
All right. He's always had a self-esteem.
Yeah, I would definitely go with a different region. I've got one more question, though, very quickly, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
The thing that really upsets us is when people from your country can't tell the difference between us and Australians. That really does drive us crazy.
Wait. Is that a different country?
Yeah, well, we sort of own them. Just like we did you all those years ago before that terrible, terrible, fateful day.
Aren't you guys the ones that do the shrimp on the Barbie?
Yeah, you know, it's all like that. We don't speak anything like that. That's like that.
G'day.
It really is different. Yeah, a British accent and an Aussie.
What's the difference between you and English?
Yeah, British and an Aussie accent. They're not the same.
But can they tell the difference between us and Canadians?
Yeah, because they say A at the end of every sentence.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But if they don't say A, can you tell?
Yeah, because they say
A. If they put the A, then I'd be all over the place.
Yeah, plus the Canadians complain about the taxes.
Yeah, as well, yes.
It'll make the Canadians pay. All right. Well, listen, we'll get back to you with the results, but you would vote for someone else. We'll see if everybody else votes for you.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's only because it's the apologetic way that I feel bad that we would win, and I'd like to apologize if we do. So that's why I'd like to vote for someone else, because I'm sure someone else would do a better job than I would.
It's really enough to make your head explode. Isn't
I would vote for Paul.
You're voting for Paul?
I'm voting
for Paul.
Very sexy.
I'm voting for the leprechaun.
Paul doing a leprechaun, okay?
Paul,
by the way, I meant the accent.
Yeah.
Paul doing the accent of a leprechaun. Mary, you...
That's pretty awesome in every account. I mean, he can do all of them.
All right, so you're all voting for Paul in your own special ways.
He's so talented.
You can text or call, voting for Paul or voting for another region. I don't know, Tony Soprano, ooh, that heavy breathing. 312-981-7200 or texters at 24720. This is 720 WGN.
Starts with a C, ends with an O, and in the middle is Hickok.
Live from the city that works, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
7:42 in the morning, let's get our friend Bridget Carey on from CNET. Bridget does great, great work at CNET. If you need to know anything about the hippest goings-on in the tech world, well, we'll give you Bridget's cell number after she hangs up. Hey, Bridget, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm sure you wouldn't mind. You're that cool.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so do we call it the iPad 5? Does it have a name?
It's the iPad Air this time.
Oh, hello.
And yeah, so why they call it the Air? Well, because it's super light, 1 pound. Every ounce matters in the tablet world. And it's also as thin as a pencil. But what's interesting about calling it the iPad Air and not just the next new iPad is that it kind of leaves room for them to call another iPad, perhaps the iPad Pro, like they do with their laptops. There's an Air and there's a Pro. So we didn't get a fingerprint scanner on this one. There's always room to improve them, right? So maybe they'll be a more beefed up version in the Pro in the future.
Well, generally the rule of thumb, and I think you've said this as well, is if you're two generations back, then maybe think about an upgrade. So if I've got a 3, would this be the time to upgrade?
Well, actually, this is really just a faster iPad. So if you feel that sometimes your iPad's kind of lagging or you're just looking for something that's lighter, this is really what it does now. It's just a little faster and lighter. And they have a new smaller iPad mini that has a better screen on it, a Retina display screen, which is on the main one. So people also have been really eating up these smaller tablets that are in that 7-inch category that go against things like the smaller Kindle, and it's just a hot holiday item.
So the mini, it sounds like you're more excited about the mini than this new iPad. True or not true?
Well, you know what's interesting about the Mini? It's actually more expensive this time. And Apple's never shy, I guess, about, you know, not catering to someone who wants a deal. They're always the premium product. But they upped the price by $70. So it almost makes you wonder, well, is that better screen worth the extra bump in price? If you're looking to get a tablet, you never go wrong with Apple because of the fact that they have all the apps you need and they have tons and tons of accessories that are made for it. So, but if you're looking for a deal, you can still get the same internet, right, on a Google product or an Amazon Kindle product.
So what about this new Surface 2? I think it's called the Surface 2 from Microsoft. I'm hearing good things there.
Yeah, well, yeah, Microsoft, their Surface 2 tablet went on sale the same day as all these announcements, so that kind of took some buzz off the news for them. But the Surface is very expensive because Microsoft is trying to kind of make this as something that's a both a tablet and a laptop. You're looking at over $500 to even get started with one, and that's not including the keyboard cover you need. And during this Apple announcement, they kind of took a few jabs at Microsoft. So this is like they're really butting heads now because Apple threw in some free iWork software, which is their competition to Office. So here you have Apple with their expensive hardware, but they're saying, hey, you know, our work software is free, unlike Microsoft. It'll be funny to see how that shapes up when people are deciding between a Surface or going with a iPad or just a light, you know, Mac laptop.
I want less gear, not more. I want smaller. I want faster. I want more efficient. I don't want to carry around 27 things anymore. I don't even want to check my voicemail. I want life easy. So easy and efficient. Andrea, jump in here.
Bridget, is that the new version of the Mac operating system, the Mavericks, OS X Mavericks? And that's free, right?
Yeah, that's another freebie that Apple threw in. So anyone who has a Mac, even if you're not getting a new hardware, if you have the right software requirements, hardware requirements, you can update for free to the new operating system, Mavericks. And it gives you a few software perks that they now have, for example, things like Apple Maps. So when you're on your calendar, the computer knows where you're going. It warns you you should leave now.
Is this from the same people that got us the iPhone maps that sent people...
Mm-hmm.
Send people to the moon when they were trying to go to a restaurant called Moon.
You might find yourself still using Google for a few things like that. But, you know, here Apple's trying to kind of, you know, merge different aspects of their mobile and laptop operating systems.
The comedian friend of mine who talks about that. He goes, yeah, the voice technology, not finished yet. Same thing with a lot of what our friends at Apple are doing. Now, what about, Andrea, you were telling me there's new laptops as well?
New MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, correct, Bridget?
The MacBook Pros got a boost with better processors, faster. They use your battery more efficiently, so it'll last a little longer. And there's a monster desktop called the Mac Pro. This is for people who like do a lot of video editing or music editing because that starts at $3,000. So that's definitely a premium product.
Yeah, it's $3,000 for a computer. I mean, you know, we're getting to a point where I can get a computer with a Phillips shell.
That's why people are going to these tablets that just have an attachable keyboard on them because it's like, you know, don't want to make an investment all the way. Well, I could have the best of both worlds maybe, and that's what we're starting to see with Nokia and Microsoft and maybe Apple when, it, you know, that might be their next step.
All right, so I've got a 2, and there's nothing wrong with my 2, my iPad 2. I got an Android phone because I like to spread the wealth, and I like my Android phone. You know, at some point, do you upgrade just because it's the thing to do?
The steps between the 2 and this new one, you'll definitely notice a speed difference.
Okay.
People tend to pass down their tablets or resell them. You can get pretty good value when you go to these sites now. So at least if you're going to upgrade, at least you can knock a few bucks off your upgrade. But a lot of people just kind of wait till they catch fire or drop on the sidewalk.
And if I wanted the mini versus the new iPad Air, what would be the distinctive difference? I mean, how would I tell if I want one or the other?
It depends on how much work you're doing on it. The iPad Mini is great for, like, a lot of short commuting. Like, I like the Mini because if I'm on a plane, I have just something smaller to hold in my hand instead of having something larger I have to prop up. So it depends on your style and how much you're going to be, you know, using it. The iPad Mini is really easy to just pop in a bag or a purse, whereas the Air, you kind of need something a little larger. People like the Air when they want to get that keyboard accessory and just kind of, like, maybe do some work in the office with it once in a while to take notes. It depends on your style.
And remember, the greatest threat to America is the slouching we'll all do when desks are no longer needed and we're all just holding tablets in our beanbag chairs as we sit in what once was our cube and is now a rec room.
Then we need the eye chair to help our posture.
And then you got to call the chiropractor.
Exactly.
Bridget, great information. If I want more, I go to CNET, right?
Exactly, yeah. We have it. We have a first looks at all the new products.
Thanks for the help. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
She's the best, isn't she?
She's awesome.
She's just gets it done. Bridget Carey. /7:55. Next Hawks game, Davis, win.
That would be tomorrow night against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That hockey hotbed of Tampa Bay. Mm. Our friend Randy Bellisomo is in studio. Great to see you. And by the way, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm great to be. It's really great to be seeing.
Yeah, and
thanks
you're not
for having us.
And you're not working today. Yet you came in to hang out with us. Very nice of you.
I love WGN.
Yeah. Well, good team player like that. And Andrea and I were talking. We'll get to this event you're doing and this new venture you're doing in a second. But honestly, my old friend Mark Sapelsa.
Yeah.
Do people really put up with him at all on any level?
He's a fantastic guy.
Randy's trying to say, what a diva.
I'm trying to understand his pension stories, though. There's so many stories about that, and he does these. I envy Mark Sapelsa because he gets 12-minute stories on WGN.
Yeah, it is. Well,
and I got to fight for two.
Yeah, 2 minutes if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
Well, the main reason Sapelsa's doing pension stories now is because he needs a pension. He's at that age. He is the best-looking 84-year-old man in America,
he's
I'll tell you that right now.
He's fantastic looking. I don't know if he needs much of a pension. He's got a nice salary.
He's doing okay?
Yeah. He's doing just fine.
I've known Sapelsa forever. He says great things about you. That's all I need. You know, it's like the mafia thing. A friend of mine is a friend of yours
right,
kind of thing.
Right,
if Mark likes you, I like you. Mark likes you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Andre, you've known Randy forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy taught me everything I knew about city politics. She knows the ins and the outs of City Hall, though.
Not at all. And Andrea is a great lady to work alongside of at WGN. She is one of the really nice people at WGN TV, and it's a privilege to have her over there.
Weird because she's really difficult here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Don't you think, Dave?
Of course, I do.
Dave. She's a prime diva right over there.
Thanks.
Now, here's the weirdest thing, though. The executive producer here, Ann Johnson, who's just a child herself,
right?
Was your professor at Northwestern?
Right.
What are you, seven?
I think she was 18.
Right.
And I was maybe eight. And I was a very precocious young lady, and I was
so
just
this is when you were in grad school.
Degree. Yeah.
And was she a tough teacher?
She was the toughest teacher at Northwestern Graduate School.
Is that right?
She had the most stringent demands on us.
Whip cracking.
And it was a 9-to-5, 12-month program.
Okay.
And so Anna
tough
and I,
but fair, or are you saying unfair and really ridiculous?
She was pretty fair. She was pretty fair. And
pretty fair.
She was pretty fair.
No.
I credit Anne with a lot of the little that I know, but she was the toughest. And I thought, who is this woman? Who is this 22-year-old woman talking to me like this and being so strict? I thought it was going to be a cakewalk, but it was not.
Yeah. I like that you credit her with most of the little you know.
Right. Exactly. I'm not sure.
It's a real shining endorsement of the Northwestern graduate program at Medill.
Oops. We both turned out okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's working out.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about this new venture coming up, but let's do this. We'll take a break, come back, get your news in a moment on 720 WGN.